Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
34 seconds to go. It's 4th down and 17. Chicago with the ball. Texans up 6. And here we are again in a pressure situation. The H-Town Heartstoppers are at it again. Can they get off the field here on 4th and 17 for the Bears from the Chicago 40? Williams shotgun. Here's the snap. Here's the rush. Williams with time. Guns it. Downfield right side. Incomplete. And the Texans take over on downs. They'll win on Sunday Night Football.
All right, there you go. 19-13. Mark Vandermeer on the call, of course. The final score. And the Texans in yet another game that comes down to the final 30 seconds. This is what they do. DeMeco Ryans now 9-3 in one-score games. And the Texans beat the Bears last night 19-13. DeMeco Ryans asked after the game, how much can a game like this, where the Texans made a lot of mistakes but still came out victorious, how much can this help you moving forward?
It's just about winning, right? One week at a time is... And they're not always going to be pretty, but you just have to find a way to win. And that's what I'm most proud about with our guys. Like, no matter what happened near the end, we found a way to win. With all the penalties, all of the negative plays, like, we were able to gut out a win. And that's what this league is about.
They're a really interesting team because the majority of the, literally two-thirds of the games that DeMeco Ryans has been a head coach in.
Yeah.
You could say that in a lot of these one-score games, you could say, like, man, if this or if that, we're probably not even... And I think the last night's game was like that. We're like, man, if Cam Akers doesn't fumble the football in the fourth quarter, we're probably talking about a two-touchdown victory. And yet this very same team that can't seem to put their foot on the throat is awesome in the last 3 and 4 minutes of game situationally.
And I think even yesterday in the second half where, you know, I said earlier... last night, immediately after the game, when I was talking about it and thinking about it, I was still very much burned in thinking about the fact that in the second half, here are the drives real quick. Punt.
Who are these for?
Which Texans drives.
Texans drives, yeah.
Punt. 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 Field goal.
Yeah.
Punt. Fumble.
Yeah.
Punt. And then end of game. So they closed it out with the end of the game.
Yeah.
The one good thing that really happened in the second half was that nice drive that they had. Dalton Schultz had the big catch, and then Cam Akers fumbles.
Yeah.
Fumbles within, you know, within breathing.
Inside the five.
Yeah. And after doing some nice things as a runner times, too.
Yep.
So just tying it all together in the second half, that was the frustrating part. My biggest concern right now remains pass protection. I think that last night there were, I'll credit Matt Eberflus with some of the blitzes. That there was a delayed blitz on one of those sacks of CJ that,
really nice.
You know, that was a great play call and well executed by the defense. Kenyon Green had some rough snaps. Shaq Mason had one or two rough snaps. The interior offensive line, you know, Jacob Patterson in the run, there were some miscues between him and the guards. So the interior offensive line, I feel better about it in general than I did 3 weeks ago. But that's the thing right now that I'm most concerned about, upending the greatness of the offense.
Yeah,
potentially.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. If I told you C.J. Stroud was sacked 3 times and was hit 4 times total in the game last night.
It feels light.
Yes.
It feels less than what it is. And part of that's because CJ did a great job of handling the pressure at times.
Agreed.
I'll tell you what. I know there's some people out there that refuse to believe that height matters at all for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there were times out there where Caleb Williams could have been served by being 3 inches taller.
Agreed.
There's stuff that CJ can do in the pocket that I don't think Caleb Williams is capable of doing because he's too short. And because he doesn't also... If he's going to be that short, if he remains this short, Sean, if he chooses to remain this short, You gotta have more of an over-the-top delivery.
As if there's a surgery out
well,
there.
Well, there is. I don't think it's probably all that good for athletes.
Yeah,
but
probably not.
I started getting on my social media feed for some reason, I'm getting these ads for lifted shoes, which apparently can add like 4 inches of height to you.
Now that would be fun. You being like this six foot nine Frankenstein.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm curious. Like, yeah. What did I do to trigger that in the algorithm? I don't get it.
You must have been talking about Frankenstein near your phone, and Siri picked it up.
I was probably talking about like one of my tall friends or something.
Maybe.
About like how I feel short around him. And
could be.
I've got a lot of those. The offensive linemen. As much as I hate and despise offensive linemen, I do have some that are dear friends.
Believe it or not. Let's get to the Astros. We'll circle back to the Texans. We'll do stock up, stock down at 7 o'clock. We're going to acknowledge. We'll do acknowledge meet around 7:20. That'll be Texans and a whole lot of stuff from the weekend. Fun weekend of sports, man, including the Astros, who sweep the Angels over the weekend. So that was good to see. Typically what's happened with the Astros over the last month or so is that they really raise their game if they're playing a team that's a playoff contender, and then they kind of fall asleep at the wheel against the lesser teams. They didn't do that against the Angels. They sweep the Angels over the weekend. The big takeaways from this weekend, they're now 8-0 in Yusei Kikuchi starts.
Mm-hmm.
They won on Friday 5-3. And Justin Verlander was not peak Verlander, but he was better on Saturday, enough to at least probably like rekindle some conversation about where he is in the pecking
order. You know, and I think with Verlander, it's not about the back of the baseball card per se when it comes to the trust factor. It's if you do dive into his career, or if you just watch Astros baseball, but even before he got to the Astros, he's a guy that has had multiple times in his career when he's been able to work his way back out of mechanical issues or what have you.
Yep.
So just that start it's more promising in my eyes than it would be with other pitchers necessarily.
Yeah.
I feel more like, all right, this is for real. He's figuring some things out.
Yeah.
I got a confession. I'm deliberately unprepared in some regards this morning. I saw that there was an article where that Chandler Rome wrote that said Kikuchi was aware of all the scrutiny of that trade.
And
I didn't want to listen, Kikuchi. Let me stereotype and just assume that all Japanese pitchers are just like Shohei Ohtani, and that you don't know anything about what people are saying outside of your little cocoon.
Or doing with your bank accounts.
Can you just let me be a big 49-year-old American dude that stereotypes people? I don't want to know that you heard the criticism.
The best part of that, I saw that article, it was a good article by Chandler. The best part about that article was Kikuchi kind of pulled a Tunsil. Where, remember when Tunsil got traded for two firsts and a second? He's like, yeah, I would have traded me too. Kind of the same thing.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
But where Kikuchi was like mildly surprised at how many prospects the Astros gave up for him in the article. I thought that was kind of funny.
It's a nice boost to your ego.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, hell yeah. San Diego for three games over the next 3 days in San Diego, including tonight at 8:40. This, I'm not going to be disingenuous to this audience. I will not be staying up to watch this game tonight. I'm working on 2 hours of sleep right now. So I will watch a cut-up replay of it for you tomorrow.
We discussed this during the break. We both realized that as middle-aged men, we can handle the 3 hours of sleep in a night as long as you didn't do anything the previous night.
Which I did not. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't
big.
Diminish yourself before you go into the effort.
Saturday's big.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a message to all you 49-year-old kids out there. Hey, lay off the alcohol every now and then, okay?
49-year-old
hey,
kids.
Hey, drinking can actually affect your life, turns out.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the Wild NFL Sunday in the 7 o'clock hour as well. I think the main thing you need to know from this Wild NFL Sunday, one, ton of upsets. Two, based on the way all these teams around the NFL, there's no dominant team. I guess New Orleans is the most dominant team right now, which kind of tells you about the Super Bowl picture 2 weeks into the season. And all the other three AFC South teams are all 0-2 right now.
That's a shame.
The last time that happened since realignment in 2002, the only other time it's happened where a team started out 2-0 and the rest of the division started out 0-2, the 2007 New England Patriots.
That's exactly, you know what, I said that to somebody last night. I thought it was you. If the Texans have to become a team that's dominant in a division that sucks, bring it on. The AFC South can be the new AFC East, baby.
Bingo.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bingo. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get lots of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Up next, yes, we'll do stock up, stock down on the Texans. Plenty of both last night, for sure, in a 19-13 win over the Bears. Before we get to that, it's